The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Have you heard about the controversy that's swirling around Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development? It's amazing how Ben Carson was loved by everyone. He is a world-famous brain surgeon. He was loved by everybody until he announced that he was a Republican. And overnight, he went from world-famous, world-renowned, world-respected brain surgeon to a hate-mongering bigot. Oh, even though he's a minority himself. Yeah, it's amazing how quickly public opinion turned against Ben Carson. Then it became even worse when Donald Trump appointed him to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Oh, my goodness, this man is hated. Well, there have been all kinds of accusations against him and his department. So far, all of them have been proven to be false. Crazy rumors. I'm not even going to repeat them. Some of them are just outrageous. They're just nutty. Well, here's the latest. NBC News, here's the headline from NBC News. Ben Carson allegedly called trans women big hairy men in front of HUD staffers. I don't know about you, but I think this is funny. Here's the story. Housing and Urban Development Secretary, and again, this is from NBC News. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson allegedly made transphobic comments at a meeting with HUD staffers earlier this week. According to the Washington Post, during a visit to HUD's San Francisco office Tuesday of this week, Carson expressed concern about transgender women whom he reportedly called big hairy men entering women's homeless shelters. Okay, now I've looked at this story and I've tried to look up every news source I could find. Nowhere do I find anybody saying he actually said transgender women. He didn't say that. He said he had a problem with big hairy men trying to check themselves into women's shelters. Well, who wouldn't have a problem with that? But NBC is not finished. They go on. Carson also expressed concern that society could no longer differentiate between men and women. Well, hello? They can't. That is a true statement. Carson also expressed concern that society could no longer differentiate between men and women, according to the Post, which cited, don't you love this? Don't you love it? Three unnamed sources who reportedly heard, unnamed, who reportedly heard Carson's remarks firsthand and interpreted them as an attack on transgender women. So anonymous sources reportedly hear something and they interpreted his comments as an attack on transgender women. So hearsay by anonymous sources, according to their own interpretation, and every major media source is reporting this today, that Ben Carson called trans women big, hairy men. Then they go on. HUD did not immediately respond to NBC News' request for comment, but a senior HUD official released a statement to the Post saying, "The secretary does not use derogatory language to refer to transgendered individuals. Any reporting to the contrary is false." So, did NBC take that as fact? No. No. So they got what Carson says and his staff, and they got what anonymous sources reportedly heard, and they how they interpreted it. But they're going to believe the anonymous sources and their interpretation. But then get this. Here's the next paragraph from this NBC article. Carson's track record of anti-LGBTQ remarks and opposition to gay and trans rights began long before he joined the Trump administration in 2017. As a guest on Fox News in 2013, he compared gay people to pedophiles, likening them to members of the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Well, number one, that's taken out of context. And number two, all of the members of NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, are homosexuals and they're pedophiles. What Ben Carson said back in 2013 is true. But then here's the clincher. Get this. Now, I told you, remember 2 weeks ago when you and I discussed this huge blockbuster scientific report, the largest, most extensive report ever conducted on whether there is a genetic link to homosexuality and same-sex attraction. Remember that? I mean, it's huge, huge study. Multiple thousands of people studied. And the conclusion, there is no direct genetic link. The evidence indicates that there could be some genetic variations in a homosexual, but it is far more their environment than their DNA. In other words, in the question that has been bandied about for years and years, is it nature or nurture? Are you born that way or is it a choice? The overwhelming evidence was it's a choice. That today is settled science. And if you'll remember when you and I discussed this 2 weeks ago, I said, will the news media or the liberal left changed their narrative on this at all in line with what we now know as scientific fact? And I said, no, they won't change. Because to the left, truth doesn't matter. So I continue in this NBC story concerning Ben Carson. Quote, in 2015, the former neurosurgeon claimed that being gay was a choice, a belief that has been disproven by science. That is a flat-out lie. Science has proven exactly the opposite. But to NBC News, truth does not matter. Again, this scientific research that was released just maybe it was 2 weeks ago, should change the entire narrative. But remember I told you it wouldn't. Let me read this again. NBC. In 2015, the former neurosurgeon claimed that being gay was a choice, a belief that has been disproven by science. NBC, would you like to give me the scientific evidence for that? Can you give me the study? Can you give me the research? No. And so the rest of the three-page story by NBC is a continuation of a hit piece on Ben Carson, because he doesn't think, now get this, Ben Carson doesn't think that big, hairy men should be allowed in women's shelters. And that's a bad thing? So does that mean that it's a good thing if big, hairy men get checked into women's shelters? Well, evidently, that's what the mainstream media believes. Ben Carson allegedly calls trans women big, hairy men. Well, if you're a conservative and a Christian conservative, well, you got a target on your back. Pray for Ben Carson. I believe he's a good, good man. And he is just hated and reviled. And it seems like the more good he does, the more he's hated.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I usually let you know earlier in the week where Joy and I are going to be on the weekend, and I have been negligent this week. But this coming Sunday, we will be at Mechanicsburg Baptist Church, right outside of downtown Mechanicsburg, Ohio, the very metropolis of Mechanicsburg, lovingly called by the residents simply The Burg. That's a great church. Joy and I love going to a Mechanicsburg Baptist Church. It's a beautiful church. It's on the National Historic Register. Yeah. In fact, as far as I know, I'm trying to think. I think that is the only church that I've ever preached in that's on the National Historic Register. I think. Maybe I have. I've been in a lot of, you know, old buildings. But it's a beautiful building, great church, great pastor. Pastor Scott Salee is such a great man of God. And sweet people. We've been there several times, and we're looking forward to going back. We will be at Mechanicsburg Baptist Church this coming Sunday morning. All right? Mechanicsburg Baptist Church this coming Sunday morning. And as I say constantly, if you have a good Bible-believing church, that's where you need to be. If you do not, and you're in the Mechanicsburg area, we would love to see you. And I haven't mentioned this for quite some time, and I've got a couple of stories I want to get to here quickly before we end. But as I talk to so many people, as I look at my Facebook friends, folks, this is a rough world we're living in. This is a hard world. We're living in a fallen, evil world. And we are surrounded by heartache and sorrow and trials and testings. And we were warned. One of the most dangerous heresies ever preached is this heresy that if you become a Christian, you'll never have any problems, you'll never have any difficulties, you'll never have any testings, you'll never be sick, your kids will always live for God and they'll be perfect, you'll always have plenty of money and a big house, and your car will never break down because you have enough faith. That is such a lie out of the pit of hell. Christians are not exempt from suffering. We are not promised a life without trials. And Joy and I are constantly seeing Christian families that are going through difficult times. We've got a dear friend that's been in the hospital now for, it's getting close to 60 days. And no end in sight. Another friend that just started dialysis. Children that are rebelling against God and against parents, and financial difficulties, people losing their jobs. Here's the reason I bring that up. We are not promised a life free of trials, tragedies, and testings, but we are promised victory. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it is possible in the midst of these trials and tests of this world to live in victory. And that's what Joy and I do with Cross Power Ministries. We try to teach people how to live in victory as a result of the finished work of Christ on the cross. And that's why I want to encourage you. And I haven't done it for a long, long time, and I do it very, very, very rarely. But Joy and I put together a DVD series. It's been about a year ago now. We had wanted to do it for many, many years, and finally God allowed us to do it. And it's seven individual sessions on three DVDs with an accompanying study guide. If you are struggling, I want you to get it. We're not making any money on it. It's not what it's about. But I want you to go to crosspower.net and click on the store and look at the Living in Victory series. And you can order it there. Now, to be honest, we are completely out of the accompanying workbooks. They're at the printer. We're expecting them any day. So we might not be able to ship it to you for just a few days because, as I said, we've run completely out of the workbooks that go with the DVDs. But we're expecting them any day. But go to crosspower.net and click on the store and look at the Living in Victory series. I believe it can change your life, your family. A lot of churches are using it now for small groups, Sunday school, home Bible studies. But for individual study, God has promised us that we can rise above the circumstances if we understand what really happened at the cross. And I want you to order it. Very reasonable in cost. And I think it'll change your life. If you're struggling or know someone, or maybe you're looking for your next small group study or a Sunday school study, you can get a leader's guide. If you want to do a home study or a Sunday school class or a small group, get the leader's packet. It'll walk you through how to set it up, give you tips for a successful small group study and so forth. Get the leader's guide. But I hope you'll get it. Again, I believe it will change your life. I really do. Well, I wanted to get into some other stories, but I felt impressed to share that with you because I know people are struggling. But God wants to meet you where you are. Hey, be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. If you don't have one, make this the weekend you start searching. And folks, please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.